We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Get the Hillman Morning Show on demand. Podcasts and more are always online and on your schedule at WAAF.com.
This is Barbara. Good morning, Barbara.
Hey, good morning, guys.
What's up?
I felt this was really important, so I needed to call in. But Art Garfunkel's coming to town on Sunday.
What?
Art Garfunkel's going to be playing at Beverly, so like, shoo, you want to call him?
One of the
that was an awesome video, interview.
Well, yeah, it was one of the odder interviews, but one of the better interviews,
right, yeah.
I think, that has occurred
right.
On this program.
Very excellent
interview. And he made it that way. I mean, he's a unique character. He's a unique guy. Where is he playing in Beverly?
The Cabot.
Oh, yeah.
And then on his tour schedule, he's got nothing the day after that, so I think he should come in.
Oh!
Yeah, and he lives in New York, right?
Yes, so, okay. He should come in. We should get him to come in the day after. All right. Nice work, Barbara. Thank you.
All right. Have a good one, guys.
All right. Speaking of concerts, I got another pair of tickets to give away for one of the biggest shows of the summer this hour. It's the WAAF Summer Tour 2019. And every single day, every hour, from 6 a.m. to 7 p.m., you can win the tickets for the best shows. And you get extra chances on the weekend. So keep listening. And your chance is coming up sometime before we get out of here at 10. Hey, Brian.
Hey, about this whole election thing about Election Day having it being a holiday.
Yes.
Do we already have something that we can already vote a couple of days early?
Yeah. You can vote early. You can absentee ballot.
Yeah.
Right?
So why doesn't everybody do it, though?
Because they go to town hall and get the ballot and the thing.
Well, no, I think they work, right?
Say what?
You know, it's why they don't do it.
Well, no, they're saying absentee ballot. You can
ballot. You can do it any time.
Yeah,
do it any time. Just mail it in.
Mm-hmm.
Speaking of mailing it in, the sports coming up in just a little bit here at WAAF.
Made a career of it. Genius.
In the meantime, Danielle, you had something you wanted to talk about.
Yeah, the golf tournament that we talked about yesterday that was supposed to be scheduled at Trump's Doral Resort, the strip club.
Yeah, the strip club golf tournament. Yes, what?
It's been canceled.
It's been canceled?
Well, here's the problem, and I've seen this happen. This unfortunately happens a lot when you're dealing with strip clubs. The nonprofit beneficiary backed out. Because of all the attention. This actually had, like, when I was at Coyote Ugly years ago, we had like, done a fundraiser, and, like, God help us if we could find people to give the money to, because
really?
They were just like, we don't want to be associated.
What?
Like, we tried, like, 10 different
nonprofits. They didn't want to be associated with Coyote Ugly when you were working there?
Yeah, I'm like, it's $2,500. You don't want the money?
Sure.
Yeah.
But originally, the event, according to a company statement from the Trump Organization, they say the event was originally booked with the understanding that it would be raising money to support a local charity benefiting underprivileged children. Now that the charity has removed its affiliation, the event will no longer be taking place at our property, and all amounts paid will be refunded.
Hmm.
Awesome. Can't you just rename the tournament and just keep the strippers?
I mean, you'd think that would be fun,
right?
But
why can't they just, why don't they move it to another course? Like, where was this? What part of Florida was this?
You said Doral.
Doral?
So, yeah.
Why don't they move it to the Ponkapog of Doral?
Right. Have
it, no disrespect if you're listening over there.
Oh, I'm sure they take a big tournament.
Yeah.
But why don't they move it over there?
Did they not know this was happening? I'm talking about the charity. Did they not know these were the people putting it on?
I think
no,
the
they
charity
didn't want the attention.
I think the charity knew.
Okay,
and they were okay with it until everybody started talking about it because it was at Trump's golf course.
I mean, tell me if this is insensitive, but that tells me they don't really care about the kids they're trying to help. I mean, that kind of raised a lot of money, right?
Yeah, I mean, there was
and who
no,
cares who it comes from?
There was no nudity scheduled. There may have been some inadvertent nudity that happened, but there was none scheduled.
All right, so somebody has a wardrobe malfunction, you know, and it helps a kid.
Yeah,
whatever.
Yeah, right.
You know,
yeah, it's for the kids.
Help out the kids.
It's for the kids.
Jeez, who cares?
Yeah, I don't know. I get it. They don't. What do you have? You seen the story today where people are upset with the parks in Philadelphia because they've installed these high-pitch noise machines to make sure that kids go home at night and don't hang around causing mischief?
Is it called Jeff?
At the parks?
Yeah.
What do you think of that?
I think it's pretty interesting. I mean, I don't know. I think it's an interesting way to kind of control the situation. They're doing it basically after 10 p.m. and it's a frequency that reportedly only people between the ages of 13 and 25 can hear. So
that's weird.
Here, the problem is people that live in the area that are in that age group. So Mary Kate Ricks, who by the way is a bit of an up talker, is 27, and she said that she can hear this thing in her home.
It starts at like 10 o'clock.
10 o'clock at night.
Okay.
And then when she goes out to like walk around the neighborhood, it gives her ridiculous headaches.
Yeah.
Okay, so let's listen to her explain it.
It almost is more like a feeling than a sound. At least for me, I get a headache if I'm near it for too long. So I usually skip around this block or like walk very quickly down it.
Hmm.
That's so rude.
Well.
Oh, please. Yeah. Kids have been staying at parks late since the beginning of time.
I feel like it's a movie scene, though. Like, if you're around the park and you're seeing all the kids out there and all of a sudden the high-pitched noise starts and they all, like, they all fall to the ground and hold their hands.
It's like, why are they doing that? I can't hear it. I'm old.
And then Mark Wahlberg comes out holding the machine.
That's right.
Ah.
That's
what
right.
What was my buddy Patrick Swayze? What was the movie? He took care of the kids and they had the big brawl against the rich kids.
Oh, the Outsiders.
The Outsiders.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
In the park.
Yeah, we don't want any rumbles, but if it's going to bother the neighbors, and if it makes, like this woman described it as something uncomfortable,
I don't think that's very fair. I also don't think you can necessarily be telling, you know, it's 13 to 25, so I don't think you can be telling anybody over 18.
Right.
Or driving people over 18 away from any public area.
Right.
You know, they should be able to be out there on their own accord.
Nobody in the park after dark.
Yeah. I mean, that's the weird part about it. But, all right.
Can you imagine if they put one of those in Stowe? There'd be so many Stowe 5-0 calls. My caller, 11:37 a.m., caller reports that her daughter experienced severe headache pain the previous night due to sound machines installed at the park. Caller wants to know with whom she can speak to get these things taken down.
Caller's feelings were hurt.
Caller was advised.
That's right.
All was okay.
All right. It is 9:11 and time for this.
And now, LB.
This is certainly by far the largest whale that we've had here in Duxbury Beach.
With a WAAF Sports Minute.
All-Star breaks over, AL wins again. And so our Red Sox have today off before their measuring stick series against Dave Roberts' very, very, very good Los Angeles Dodgers.
I think they had a measuring stick series recently against the New York Yankees in London.
That's right.
So.
Yeah, but they forgot to bring their stick.
That was in London.
That was in London?
You know, was there only one team playing in London? I get it, Hillman.
Uh-huh.
You're the guy that wakes up and believes your hometown teams are not going to make the playoffs and they suck.
No, I don't.
So
I already have the I have the Patriots penciled in for the AFC Championship game here.
Right.
At Gillette.
Woo.
Sorry.
Boy, way to step out on the limb.
Excuse me. Do I need to remind you of what happened nary a month ago with regard to supporting a local team and putting my body on the line for it? So just because I'm calling it like I see it with the hometown nine, which is that I don't even think they're gonna get the wild card spot. But we beg to differ.
I'll say this to you.
Yeah.
We play 8 home games at the end of the season, in a short period of time at home against the Yankees. So if they beat the teams they're supposed to beat And I get it. The Yankees are going to beat those teams too. But I'm just saying they have a shot, and I believe.
Well, if they sweep the Dodgers, the best team in baseball, mm-hmm. this weekend,
yeah.
then I will come in singing a different tune perhaps on Monday.
What tune will that be?
It'll be Shannon.
Oh, good.
Or maybe Werewolves of London.
Oh, okay.
I haven't decided yet.
Eduardo Rodriguez gets the bump for the good guys in Game 1 tomorrow. Sox begin the second half, nine back, as I just mentioned. Reliever Tyler Thornburg was released yesterday. 5-0 last year after they acquired him, but he's had a tough going as of late. And NFL training camps will open up next week. The youngsters and free agents and, you know, the wannabes, walk-ons, they all get after it a little bit earlier next week. NBA signing Kawhi Leonard inked a 3-year, $103 million ticket with the Clippers. He can opt out after 2 seasons, so he's going to get a whole lot of money in the upcoming future. Same deal for his new teammate, Paul George, who is now a Clipper. Wimbledon from ye olde jolly England. It's on as we speak. Catch it on ESPN. Women's semifinals went off first this morning. And I think the men go tomorrow. Federer and Nadal will actually meet in the semis. So that's must watch tennis TV. The ESPYs were last night. Breakthrough athletes, Saquon Barkley, running back in the New York Giants. No surprise, he's amazing. Zion Williamson, the big man, was best college athlete. Best recorded breaking performance, Drew Brees. Best comeback, St. Louis Blues. Yeah, you suck. What else? We got the amazing award, the Jimmy V Award, and that went to Rob Mendez. And yeah, I'm not going to play his audio because, you should Google it or go to YouTube or go to ESPN, and he has a 30 for 30. He was born without arms and legs and is now a high school football coach. He taught himself how to be a coach by playing Madden football.
That's great.
Is that amazing. Just an incredible story?
Is he able to play with his eyes?
Yes.
Or with, oh, okay.
Yes.
Oh,
that's so he could play with his eyes.
That's
yeah.
amazing.
Yeah. Thank God for technology. Best male athlete, Giannis Antetokounmpo.
Oh,
God bless you.
And best team, U.S. women's soccer.
All right, LB. Thank you.
All right, buddy.
I may watch that as soon as I'm done watching I Love You. Now Die,
ooh.
Which is extraordinary television.
So why is it so good? Because I haven't seen any of it yet. So, and I've heard a lot of people people keep asking, have you seen it? Have you seen it? It's great. It's great. So what's the deal?
I mean, first of all, the story is we talked about it a lot on the show.
Mm-hmm.
And I think you get to look at it from both sides. You're looking at, you know, if you don't know the story, it's about a young man from here who committed suicide. And the police, upon investigating it, read his text messages and discovered that this woman, Michelle Carter, had been texting with him and talking with him. And they felt, when they read the text messages, that she was goading him into killing himself. And so you see it from both sides. You see it episode one. You see it from the prosecution side, and you immediately think, in my opinion anyway, you immediately think, what a horrible, maniacal, horrendous person she is. But episode two last night is from the point of view of her defense.
Oh, really?
Okay. And you may get a different impression. I believe her case is going to go before the U.S. Supreme Court.
Yes, they just filed the appeal.
We just got that news today. So, this week.
This week.
So you just, I mean, I don't want to spoil anything, but the way in which it's done, the documentary filmmakers had access to all of the text messages between the two of them.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And the families involved and interviewed, and it's It's a, I mean, you know, it's a really interesting question, which is if somebody kills themselves and somebody else has encouraged them, even with, you know, with words or with text messages, is the person who did the encouraging essentially responsible for the suicide, or is the person who took their own life responsible for taking their own life? You know,
I'm interested to see it, because my whole point on that is it happened while she knew it was happening.
Yes.
And so why didn't she call for help?
Yes.
That's my big question.
Right.
The thing about texting and goading him to do it, right, ultimately it's that person's responsibility who does it.
Yes.
But she had a chance to say, this guy's in a truck somewhere. Right. You know, can you reach him?
But, and again, I don't want to give away everything, right. But, you know, it wasn't the first time he tried it.
Right. Yeah, they both had some problems.
She had tried to help stop him before, mm-hmm. when they discussed it. And they were both on psych drugs, mm-hmm. Which can certainly alter your consciousness or your, there's a medical expert who talks about inadvertent intoxication or whatever it is, where you're living in kind of a different state,
really?
Based on these drugs for,
right.
for depression,
yeah.
and things like that that you're on. So, it's so interesting because it just creates it creates a doubt in your mind,
right.
about whether somebody can be held responsible,
right.
for that.
Yeah.
You know, here's somebody who says, Greg, don't worry about it. It's a true story. You're not going to give away anything.
That's
well,
true.
No, I know it is, but.
Like the Chernobyl thing.
The angle.
There's a lot of interesting information that I didn't know, and I paid attention to it because we were talking about it a lot when it happened. This texter says, it doesn't matter that they show it from both sides. She is 100% responsible for his death, and she is a despicable, disgusting human being. Well,
that's not a crime.
That's yes, LB. Well, they make that case a lot.
Yeah.
When they're in court, when her lawyer is in court, he's talking a lot about about how, as reprehensible as this may be, and you might look at her and say, what a disgusting human being,
right.
she is. That doesn't necessarily make this a crime. So it's called, several of you want the name of it. It's called I Love You Now Die. And it is on HBO, and it is only two episodes in. This is Jimmy. Hello, Jimmy.
Hey, good morning, guys.
What's up, Jimmy?
I just had some input on this whole suicide thing. My brother committed suicide when I was younger. I was 13. This was the late 90s.
So sorry to hear that.
Around when Instant Messenger was around,
yeah.
and it was the same sort of thing, from what I understand. He was, you know, pushed and so on and so forth to do what he did. Now, ultimately, like you said, it was his decision to do what he did. Now, I don't believe that someone should be held accountable for murder or anything like that. But if you knew that somebody's mental state was deteriorating and you pushed them and you purposely knew that they would do something to harm themselves and you did nothing about it, you are just as guilty. I wouldn't say that you deserve to be charged with murder, but you should definitely be held accountable.
Yeah.
For something like that.
I mean, bullying is a crime now, right?
It depends on where and like what form.
And how.
I think some places are enacting laws, but I don't think there's a blanket, you know, law on the books to cover that.
This texter says her eyebrows should have been a crime. She had the dark eyebrows.
Really?
Yeah. But that's not. Yeah. But she is in jail. I mean, she's sitting in jail.
How long is her sentence again? Do you remember?
I don't know. Nancy Know-It-All would have to look that up. But I think she got a pretty considerable sentence. And unless the Supreme Court throws it out. What?
She was sentenced to 15 months.
Well, then
in 2017.
No. Oh, really?
Yeah. And then hold on, let me see if there's any like.
No, I think she must be. I believe she's still in jail. But there's a whole thing about how, you know, the prosecution made the case that she wanted the attention of her friends. And you get to see the interaction, the text messages between her and her friends, and that she did this because she wanted to have a boyfriend who died. Now, the other thing that's extremely interesting about it is their whole entire relationship was based on texting.
Right.
And they were in love and considered each other, I use the finger quotes on love, mm-hmm. they were in love and considered each other boyfriend and girlfriend, even though they only saw each other in person 3 or 4 times.
Right.
She's from Mattapoisett.
So they rarely saw each other.
In August of 2017, the judge sentenced her to serve a 2.5-year term with 15 months to be served in the Bristol County House of Corrections, the rest of the balance suspended, and 5 years probation to be served. I think they initially looked at for 20 years. After the sentencing was handed down, her lawyers asked the judge to issue a stay of sentence until all of her court appeals options had been exhausted. He granted the stay.
Oh, so she hasn't served her jail time yet.
No, the judge granted the stay with conditions that she stay away from the Roy family.
Uh-huh.
The Supreme Judicial Court here in Massachusetts on February 6th of this year ruled that she acted with criminal intent. Her involuntary manslaughter conviction was ordered to stand. Her 15-month prison sentence was supposed to be enforced in the near future. On February 11th of this year, she was ordered to start serving her sentence. And then on July 8th, her lawyers petitioned the Supreme Court of the U.S. to review the case.
So she is in jail right now.
She just started serving the sentence in February.
Well, I mean, at one point, she's alleged to have... He got out of the... It was carbon monoxide that he was that he was using. Mm-hmm. And he got out of the vehicle and talked to her. And she allegedly told him to get back in the vehicle. So a lot of people think that by doing that, mm-hmm. by telling somebody who's harming themselves, get back in and finish it,
right?
That you are an absolute disgusting, not even human being if you do that. But is that criminal? Is that criminal when you're just talking with somebody?
Right. There was a phone conversation too, wasn't like that almost, was, that they was talked it. For That's almost an hour.
Well, that was beforehand. They talked about it. They talked about it countless times. I mean, this is why it's so interesting. She did like a dry run, telling her friends that he was missing and that she thought he was killing himself, potentially to see what her friends' reaction would be. Mm-hmm. And she did. He wasn't missing. He hadn't gone. He wasn't. So,
sure.
If you're somebody who thinks she was doing it to get attention, then that's, that would be piece of evidence number one why you might think that. But
she also had a strange fascination with the show Glee.
Yes.
Right.
Yes. That's like one of the weirdest parts of this.
She would use lines from the show.
Yes.
to text him and her friends.
Not only. So who was the woman? So there was a woman who was on Glee, an actress. And she was with a guy, an actor who ended up killing himself.
Mm-hmm. Leah Michelle. The actress.
So not only when she was texting him did she use lines that they used on the show, she also used lines that this woman would say in interviews.
Really?
About her relationship with that guy who had died. I think the guy died of an overdose, whoever the actor was.
So it's like she manipulated to be like the show.
But she was obsessed with the actress, with Leah Michelle, which is, it's bizarre. Oof. It's really bizarre. So anyway, it's on HBO. I'm not being paid to tell you that, but I highly recommend that you watch it. And it's called I Love You, Now Die, and it's 2 episodes in, and we will be right back.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Well, guess who's called the program? He was on recently, about 2 or 3 weeks ago. It is Brees Hill.
Oh.
Joining us, I'm sure, from his summer job. What's up, B?
How's it going?
What's going on?
Not much. Not much.
Are you working?
I am, yeah.
Okay.
Hardly.
Danielle.
The guy's a laborer.
He said it's true.
He's a mason.
No, the guy's loading. He delivers pipe. He's laying pipe all over Massachusetts.
Oh, boy.
What are you calling about?
When I was on my way to work, I was listening. You guys were talking about the short bagel guy?
Yes, the short bagel rage guy, yes.
Yes. I saw on Twitter earlier that he has a whole YouTube page dedicated, like, he films himself confronting people who, like, laugh at him or call him short.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Oh, we got to...
That's, like, guy's thing. That's what he does. He goes around and he confronts people who... make fun of him for being short.
Oh, all right. I'll have to check that out. That could be some radio gold.
Is he making money off of this?
He probably is making
money. Wow, good for you, buddy.
The joke's on us. Yeah. The joke is on us.
We're just filling up his Google AdSense account.
Yeah, exactly.
Speaking of the joke being on people,
yeah.
I'd like to thank Brees because as he headed off last night to go lift,
yeah.
He says, Dad... would you make a chicken parm for me so it's ready when I get home tonight?
Oh, God, yeah.
Don't I spend an inordinate amount of time preparing my famous chicken parm?
Yeah.
And the kid doesn't eat a bite of it because he ate on the way home.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure it'll get finished today.
I'm going to be honest. I forgot about that. I feel bad. Oh. I'll eat some today, though.
Seriously, Brees, your dad can't finish two servings of chicken parm.
Yeah, I actually did eat. Sorry, right? I did eat it all
right,
myself.
That did not go to waste, kid. Sorry, don't worry about it.
Sorry about that.
Well, I was going to say, if you want to bring the other half tomorrow.
Bring it in tomorrow?
Yeah.
hey, did you hear us talking about the holiday for Election Day?
I did, yeah. I'm all on board for that.
You're on board for that?
Yeah, day off from school.
Yeah, right?
American team.
This guy, stuff like that. He's at the age where any holiday is welcome. He celebrates Boxing Day.
I love his attitude.
It's college. I don't think you have to actually go to class.
You should.
You gotta go to class.
But you should. All right, B.
All right. I got a quick plug.
Oh, you want a rando ding?
Yeah.
Okay, go ahead.
Well, first I want to shout out one of my buddies, Corey Sullivan. He's on his way to work right now. He's listening.
Excellent.
He's a QB from my class, so shout out to Corey.
All right, QB. Sorry. Great kid, Corey. QB over there at Bentley, yes?
And second, any contractors, like masons, landscapers out there that want to purchase some eco mats, they'll know what I'm talking about. I'm selling them. I make a percentage of each sale. Call H.R. Prescott in West Boylston.
Call H.R. Prescott. And
call H.R. Prescott and Wes Boylston. Tell them that you're buying the eco mats because of me.
Okay, because of Brees.
Make a percentage.
Okay.
Did the FTC make him put that disclaimer out there?
No.
Yeah, I like it, Brees. Entrepreneur right there. Yeah, young entrepreneur.
Promotion. Yes,
what's the eco mat for?
It's like this board, and you put it down so you can drive like all your construction trucks and vehicles, and you can walk across it without destroying like residential lawns. That you're working at.
Oh.
Yep.
And they're made from recycled plastic, and they can hold up to, like, 200,000 pounds of weight, and they're not, like, single-use plywood is, like, bad for the environment. It's, like, I don't know. Anyways, just buy them.
All right.
This is like when the realtors have the basket of booties at the open house at the front door so you don't get your dirty shoes all over the clean carpet.
Right.
It's
that's
like
right.
The outdoor version of that for contractors.
Right. Don't forget to give your old man his cut.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah, of course.
Hold your breath.
Checks
now.
In the mail, right, Brees?
All right.
I'll Venmo you, Greg.
All right, Beal.
All right, sounds good. See you guys later.
All right. Nicole, by the way, I've never been more disappointed. Texter during the break told me that last night was the last episode of the HBO short documentary, I Love You Now Die. Just a twofer, and I didn't even know that. I went and looked it up, and it's true. So I had said earlier that there were more episodes coming. There aren't.
Now what are you going to watch?
But Nicole apparently wants to talk about that documentary. Yes, Nicole.
Hi. So I actually didn't watch the documentary because I am so passionate about this case and have been watching it since the beginning.
Yes.
I mean, everything, but I just wanted to add to some of the points that you guys made. when he said that she told him, Conrad, to get back in the car. She told him to get back in the car and then followed through to call his mom an hour later and ask if she knew where he was because she hadn't been able to locate him.
Yes.
So that is incriminating in itself to see, you know what I mean? She knew it was definitely premeditated. And then, you know, contacted all of her friends at the time to say that she listened to him while he had his last breath in the car.
Yeah.
And then held a fundraiser in his name and had his whole entire family there for suicide prevention, you know, with her face on it as the fact that she lost the love of her life.
Yes.
So, wow. Well, at the end of the day, you know, it seemed premeditated for all of the attention that she was getting out of everything.
But what you're saying is, and this is the really interesting thing about it, and I cannot wait to see, you know, if indeed it gets to the Supreme Court, because I know they have filed an appeal there. I cannot wait to see how they rule, because but what you're saying is it was premeditated encouragement. It was premeditated texting.
Right.
It was premeditated words. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, in other words, what is going to happen as a result of this, if the conviction stands, is that any person that with their words or their text messages encourages somebody to commit a crime can then be held responsible for that crime.
But if you're persistent,
sure.
Right? If you're persistent, you should be held accountable.
Unless,
I mean, wasn't Charles Manson held accountable for crimes he didn't commit?
Was he?
Yeah, he did not commit those actual crimes.
He didn't go with them. He just told the Manson family to go. Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah,
right. And I think it's along the same lines of the fact that, you know, she knew the attention that she was going to gain out of it because she practiced it prior to him even dying.
Yes.
And also, you know, it changes the way of the world of social media and the way that people interact. She told her friends that she listened to him die while on the phone.
Yeah.
So that right there in itself should be a new way of the world. I think it should change the way that things go. I mean, she is definitely a terrible, disgusting person. I have people that know her family very closely. They live very close to where I grew up, unfortunately. And, you know, there's a lot of different things that went on within the family where they don't seem like the best of people. That doesn't matter. But she went as far as definitely to commit a crime as far as I see it.
Well,
let
me ask you a question that a 978 texter is asking. And the texter says that Michelle Carter did nothing wrong. If I were to tell you to jump off a bridge and you do it, that is shame on you. Am I responsible for that?
I mean, I think that is in an instant. I think that this went on for months and months.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was that was like pretty protracted. And then, you know, if you tell somebody to jump off a bridge who's standing on the railing of the bridge, I think you need to make that clarification there, because it's not just like, you know, saying something mean to somebody. It's like the person is in a perilous situation, and you're basically using a word push.
And that's my point. If she did, in fact, hear his last breath, she could have done something. If she was on the phone while it was happening, she could have called somebody and said, this is happening.
But if you call someone every day for a year telling them to jump off a bridge who you're close to and they do it, you should be held accountable.
But what if you have to watch, because what if the other person, is over and over and over again is challenging you on suicide, and both of you have issues. Both of you have deep psychological issues. So that's why it's extremely interesting, and that you may, you know, as disturbing as she is, as reprehensible as she is, as less of a, you know, of a human being that she is, you may think a little bit differently when you see the entirety of the text messages, which you get to see during the documentary. Hello, Chad.
Hey, Ken.
What's going on, Chad?
Hey, so there's a big difference between telling someone to kill themselves and then numerous conversations telling them to kill themselves. This chick should go to prison. She should, you know, get death penalty, something. She's very, very guilty. I don't know how anybody can say she didn't do anything wrong.
Well, it's not, first of all,
looking at her.
Well, this is what's interesting to me, is that many times he said he was going to kill himself, and she begged him not to do it many times. Is it possible?
Whose word is that on? Hers?
No, it's,
or his?
No, it's
obviously not his.
It's not word. It's text messages. That's what I'm telling you. So it's text messages. So was she manipulated eventually by him into feeling like that suicide was the right thing for him? That's
right.
What you have to. That's why.
Come on, that's ridiculous. That is completely ridiculous. Why? How can he talk her into telling him to kill himself? That's ridiculous.
You just gotta watch.
Unless she's a complete pushover, she's completely 100% guilty.
Okay, all right. Well, then, right. Interesting.
You gotta
kid. Yeah, you gotta watch.
What was the name of the documentary where the guy let the family let the guy in and he abducted the girl and they went to Mexico and the aliens?
Oh yeah.
Do you remember the name of that?
We had the woman on.
Jan.
What was that?
Abducted in plain sight.
Abducted in plain sight. So there's something I learned from that is the grooming thing.
Oh yeah.
So this could be a case for grooming.
Yeah.
That's what that guy was doing. He was conditioning this young girl in the same way this girl could have been conditioning him to manipulate it so it's like the TV show, that she, like Glee, that she was so obsessed with.
This is Greg. Hello, Greg.
Hi. Quick comment on the on that case that you keep talking about.
Yes.
I mean, if, and I've read about this in the past, I mean, if two people are sitting in a room playing Russian roulette, and which is basically you put, you know, a gun has six chambers. You put one bullet in, you spin it, you put it to your head.
I've seen Deer Hunter.
All right.
Mouth! Same mouth! Yes, go ahead.
Okay, so if you're sitting in a room playing that with someone, okay, and you say, do it, and the person pulls the trigger and shoots themselves in the head, I'll guarantee you, you're going to get charged with something. So for her to think, you know, when the guy was, he was getting ill, from what I remember, in the trial, he was not feeling well from his attempt to kill himself, and she told him, she got out of the car, she said, get back in.
Yes.
I mean, how is that any different? How is that a different circumstance?
It's not. I'd have to, you know, do extensive research and see if somebody is charged.
Have your Google person Google.
I will.
I already did it. I mean, it's all.
I have a name.
I will. I will do that. Listen, I'm not telling you. I'm not sitting here saying I feel either way. I'm just asking you to watch and to think about the effect that will be had on free speech and communication if this particular conviction is upheld. For instance, let's say you're in a bagel shop and a short dude tells you to punch him you do.
Yeah.
Are you to be held accountable?
He's goading you.
Are you to be held accountable for that?
Why is it okay for women to say, you're 5 feet on dating sites? You should be dead. That's okay?
Who said that to you here? Nobody.
Women in general have said it on dating sites. You think I'm making that up? Everywhere I go, I get the same smirk with the biting lip. Shut your mouth. You're not God or my father or my boss. Dude, you want to step outside? You want to step outside? Huh? I'm not scared, pal.
Enough.
You shut up, dude.
You shut the
up. Go ahead and attack me, Jake.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. I recorded the whole thing.
Little man down.
Stanley Stiz Grimy is here. What's up, Donut Lassie?
The best part of that, though, is at the end, and she goes, I just wanted some bagels.
Yeah, right.
I just wanted some bagels. I couldn't relate to anything more in my life.
What's up?
When Brees called, I went on YouTube, and sure as S, he's right.
Really?
This guy does this often, and we just loaded a clip of him in 7-Eleven absolutely berating.
Really? In a 7-Eleven? Oh,
yeah.
All right, I got to hear this.
I come in here to get a coffee and to get a donut, and this jackass right here asks me, what is my height? Now, what do you got to say about that? I come in here to give you guys a lot of business, right? A lot of business. Hold on a minute. I just bring this to the counter, right? To pay for my shit. You don't say hi, how you doing? The first thing out of your mouth is, what's my height? Where are you from? What country are you from?
Okay, brother.
What country are you from?
Okay, I am from.
I don't believe you. I don't believe your motherfucking sorry. What country are you from? How do you like me asking you a question like that? You don't like it, do you? Answer the question. What car? I'm 5 feet tall, 4'11". There you go. Now what? Now what do you get out of the answer? What are you trying to No, answer the question. What are you trying to accomplish? Yeah. What are you trying to accomplish out of asking me a question like that? That pisses me off.
Guy seems very angry. Very out of sorts.
He's a crusader.
He's very
crusader for the shorts.
What a racket.
I'm so happy that other guy bundled them in the bagel shop. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
I can't wait for the next time because everybody's going to be like, that guy bundled them.
Yeah.
What is, everybody wants to know where you found that stuff, Stiz? Do you remember?
So his name is Chris Morgan.
You can
search YouTube for Chris Morgan or short guy harasses 7-Eleven employees.
There might be several videos of that. Okay. All right. Thank you, Stanley Stiz Grimey. This is Michelle. Hello, Michelle.
Hi.
Hey.
So angry. Oh, my God.
What are you angry about?
Oh, no. That guy was angry.
Oh, that guy. Oh, yeah. That guy, yes.
No, I was talking. I wanted to talk about, you had mentioned that if someone had texted somebody and made them commit a crime,
yes,
they should be charged. What I would think that would be a good thing. Maybe it would cut down on the bullying and a lot of the teen suicide nowadays. If they were picked on over and over through social media and text, and then they, eventually end up killing themselves, maybe those kids that, pick on them should be charged.
Yeah, I mean, I guess the thing with this particular case is that when it comes to suicide, I'm guessing that you are never sure what the reason someone does that is.
True.
And so if you're going to take her text messages, which are essentially her words, and say that they are responsible, are you then able to take an incident in which Conrad was his name, in which he and his father had an altercation and he was assaulted by his father?
Which occurred.
Are you able to look at any other things and say this person is responsible because of that? So it's essentially saying that the act of suicide, which is in this case, it was, he did it himself. Sadly,
but she was her words specifically, get back in the car. It will be better for everybody if you do this. So yes. I think if you look at the text message where the people are getting picked on, oh, go kill yourself. Nobody wants you around.
Yes.
As opposed to just an altercation, which could be over anything.
Yeah. No, it's very interesting. And I think the Supreme Court ought to review this case because, that's how people communicate now. People communicate
right.
via text. People mm-hmm. communicate via social media platforms. And so it needs to be sorted out.
I think there may have been a precedent for this already set with Judas Priest in the 80s. Two kids tried to kill themselves. They tried to shoot themselves. Because they claimed they heard Judas Priest say it to them in a song, Stained Class. And the band had to go into court. They had to sing the lyrics.
Right.
One of the kids actually survived. They tried to kill themselves with a shotgun. One kid actually survived.
Well, did the same thing happen with Suicide Solution, the Ozzy song?
Right. And both times, the musicians were found innocent. So that may be, would that be a precedent for this?
It's the same. It's not the same thing. That's why I can't figure out really truly how I feel about this. But she definitely was not at that time a good person. Mm-hmm. Is not somebody that, if you look at her opportunity to intervene and save his life.
Right.
She had it and she didn't do that. Mm. But can you say with finality that if she had done that and intervened, that he would still be alive today? I don't think you can.
That's true. I don't know.
I don't think you can. This is Shannon. Hello, Shannon.
Hello, Greg. Hi, morning crew.
What's going on? What's up?
Well, I was just wondering, terminology law wise, what's the difference between, malice aforethought and premeditation?
I don't know. I wish Larry the lawyer were not in Mongolia, because we would ask him about that. But
can you ask him next Wednesday when he's on, if he's on?
Yes, absolutely. He'll be on next Wednesday, and certainly we'll ask him about this case, because
Danielle, you know a lot about a lot of things too.
She just tells you she does. She really does.
I claim to.
What?
I claim to.
Yeah, I also claim to, but you have to ask questions sometimes to learn things. So.
100%.
It looks like malice aforethought is a little bit more broad than premeditation.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. So she premeditated the fact that she was going to encourage him to commit suicide. Mm. And that's why she ends up with the involuntary manslaughter conviction, I guess. All right. Before we go, I have another pair of tickets to give away as a part of the WAAF Summer Tour 2019. We're giving away tickets for a different show, the biggest shows, the show of shows, every single weekday, every single hour between 6 a.m. and 7 p.m. And you get bonus chances every weekend. And right now, if you're the seventh caller at 617-764-9223, then you get tickets for WWE SmackDown Live, which is happening July 16th at the DCU Center. Tickets are courtesy of Live Nation and Mass Concerts. And the WAAF Summer Tour 2019 is powered by Solar Wolf Energy. For more information, check out solarwolfenergy.com. If you missed anything this morning, you can hear it as a part of the full show podcast, which you can download anytime at WAAF.com or on the radio.com app, which you should download anyway, so you can listen to this show and this station wherever you are. We will be back tomorrow morning at 6. Up next, it's the WAAF Workday Blitz, over an hour of nonstop rock, commercial-free, and another pair of tickets for some of the biggest shows this summer, every single hour.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.